This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Novo was talking about what this might mean for American companies there. We are going to do a bit more of that with our tech correspondent, Molly Wood. Hey, Molly.
Hi, Kai.
All right. If I am an American tech company, Yahoo, Google, take your pick, any one of them, am I actually worried about this or am I just, you know what, we're the best thing out there?
You know, I think that would be their argument. I would imagine that any regulation isn't going to be so strong that it actually damages a U.S. company's ability to do business in Europe. I'd be surprised if they actually went that far because consumers already know what they can get, and they're going to be pretty mad if they can't get it anymore.
The other side of this coin, or whatever the metaphor is that American tech companies are big investors in European tech. I mean, there are 500 million consumers over there, which is a business opportunity.
Absolutely. And so I can imagine that if it did come down to hardcore regulation, that the American companies would fight back pretty hard because it, like you say, it's a big market. They want to be there. They would argue that consumers have already chosen and that they have chosen their services and that Europe can't just sort of try to hold back the tide until it builds up its own digital infrastructure.
The commissioner on the European Commission, who's in charge of this whole thing, said today that they want to prepare Europe to reap the benefits of a digital future. One wonders if they haven't missed the boat and the digital future is here.
Well, that would be the argument of the American companies, which is you didn't get it together, and so you got your hat handed to you a little bit by Amazon and Google and eBay and Uber. And I think that that is a fair argument if you're purely business-minded. But Europe has a history of saying, we want to preserve our way of life, we want to preserve our cultural differences, and we want to slow down the tide until we can build up our own economy, and frankly, that's fair.
You know, it's interesting that that Europe is having such troubles with its digital future because they have been talking about this idea of a unified European Union for decades now, and it seems that they're just kind of getting to the digital part of this.
It's interesting in the sense that the internet is like water and it goes everywhere, yeah. And you would have thought that it would spread itself all across Europe, but instead, it's been the American internet companies that did that.
Molly Wood, our senior tech correspondent. Thanks, Molly.
My pleasure, Kai.